This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Securities and Exchange Commission voted to approve new climate risk disclosure rules for big business, a significant shift that will require many companies to include information about their carbon emissions along with other material risks. The new rules will require large public companies to disclose aspects of their carbon footprints and also detail for investors how climate change could put their profit margins at risk. Some large companies already voluntarily publish such information, but the SEC's new rules could help reduce greenwashing, making false or misleading statements about the environmental benefits of a product or practice. Also, provide a common standard for disclosures and force large companies to become more transparent. Cynthia Hannawalt, the Director of Climate Finance and Regulation at Columbia University, said, "For some years, climate change was thought of as a moral and social issue, and it's really in the last decade that it's become clear how much economic impact and financial risk there is to climate change." Hannawalt added that the rule is certainly a huge step forward in standardizing this information for investors and requiring a lot more transparency around the risks they're facing. The final version of the SEC rule was significantly weakened from the initial draft. The new rule no longer requires businesses to disclose Scope 3 emissions, which describe indirect emissions like the greenhouse gases produced to acquire raw materials from a supplier, or the emissions created during a product's end use. That means an automaker would not have to disclose the carbon cost of the steel it purchased from a contractor, nor the emissions that a car could be expected to create during its lifetime of driving. Only large companies with at least $75 million in value in the hands of public investors will have to disclose climate risk and carbon emissions information. For some companies, Scope 3 emissions might represent as much as 90% of their total emissions footprint. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality has approved a 130-acre gravel pit in Gallatin Gateway that community members have rallied against for months. TMC will conduct open-cut mining operations, which means digging into the ground for gravel. The gravel pit property borders Highway 191 and is owned by the Blacks, a local ranching family. The permit allows gravel, clay, and sand mining on 130 acres, permitting 6 million cubic yards of material to be extracted and a maximum mining depth of 60 feet deep. The gravel pit permit is effective until 2044. The mining company and the Black family have faced harsh criticism from their neighbors and a slew of angry public comments. Local residents formed the nonprofit Gateway Conservation Alliance in protest of the project, which they say will impact the local environment and viewshed and increase the traffic danger for Highway 191. But there's no zoning in Gallatin County, and so a gravel pit is a permitted use. In response to public comment, TMC did agree to limit work hours to 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 to 5 on Saturday. Occasionally, the project will require nighttime operations, including truck loading, hauling, and maintenance, the permit says. Glacier National Park will receive more than $1.9 million from President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act for ecosystem restoration projects, including work on advancing bison reintroduction, inventorying cultural resources impacted by climate change, and protecting and restoring whitebark pine trees. $1.5 million will help with ecosystem function and connectivity studies to help officials gain a better understanding of how deer and elk forage and use habitat in the absence of bison. But the money will also allow Glacier National Park to continue to coordinate with the Blackfeet Indian Tribe to establish a free-ranging bison herd in northwest Montana. The Park Service will also assess infrastructure needs to support park visitors, and Glacier will put $270,000 toward restoring threatened whitebark pine trees, a key food source for grizzly bears. Several other national parks also received funding, including Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.